Support for Alaska Public Media On Demand comes from Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, marking 47 years of commitment to operating the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. Learn more at alyeskapipeline.com.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Tim Rocky, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude dropped from $72.24 per barrel to $71.81 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate dropped from $66.25 per barrel to $66.03 per barrel. For decades, the Bering Sea's herring fishery thrived. Not because Americans were eating the fish, but because crab fishermen use it for bait. Now, with the decline of the crab industry, herring fishermen are facing their own challenges. The Alaska Desk's Theo Greenlee was in Sandpoint last summer, where he toured one of the last boats still fishing herring in the Bering Sea.
Yep. I got it right there, Jane. Chalk to us.
The 58-foot seiner, the Taurus, is anchored up in Sandpoint in the Eastern Aleutians. Captain Dan Vierhusen and his wife Jane are setting up a dewatering device they use to pump their catch into the boat's hold.
Got her good? Okay, where's number three?
The Taurus is one of the few remaining boats that still fish herring in the region. It's June 2024, and Vierhusen is about to go out for his 30th or so herring season.
I love herring fishing. It's real fishing. Well, in Dutch Harbor, came out in 88. It was a regular competitive fishery. But these days, there's ourselves, another boat, maybe three boats out there.
The fishery boomed in the early 20th century, but it was hurting after World War II. That is, until it was rescued by the Bering Sea crab boom in the 70s, when crabbers started buying herring for bait. Now, that fishery's been on the decline as well. King crab shut down in 2021, followed by snow crab the next year.
Crab fishing was our main customer. And with a crab going to heck, then there goes your market.
Snow crab opened this season for the first time since its closure 2 years ago. But it's the smallest allowable catch in the fishery's history, not enough to make much difference for the Taurus. Now, some parts of the state have weathered the herring market downturn, like near Sitka, where there's still demand for the area's sacro, herring eggs sold mainly to Japan. But the sacro market has been on the decline as well. That fishery used to be huge in Togiak, but sacro is not as popular today among younger generations in Japan, and the Togiak fishery hasn't opened since 2022. Vierhusen has been trying to promote herring to Americans as more than just bait, but it remains a niche market in the U.S.
And the Europeans are nuts over them, but the U.S. just hasn't developed a taste for it.
Europe is the world's largest consumer of herring, most of which is fished in the North Atlantic. But those herring stocks have declined in recent years, while Alaska stocks remain strong. Bruce Schockler wants into that market. He's the marketing chairman for United Fishermen of Alaska, which promotes the state's commercial fishing industry.
The herring that dominates the world market of food in the North Atlantic is on the decrease. So we're all sort of thinking there could be some opportunity for Alaska herring.
Schockler says buyers from Japan, Iceland, and Europe have expressed interest. Vierhusen would love to enter that market, but without a supply chain in place, getting Alaska herring onto foreign dinner plates remains a challenge.
The shipping cost is so much to get it to Europe that by the time you get it there, there's no value in it.
Vierhusen finished his 2024 season about 200 miles west of Sandpoint in Unalaska. Just across the bay from the Taurus, you can see the wooden remnants of Unalaska's last herring plant.
Those red buildings over there by the bridge, that was a herring saltery.
Manson's herring saltery thrived for the first part of the 20th century, but today, rotten wooden planks and rusted metal roofs lay in disrepair. The town was bombed during World War II. The saltery wasn't hit, but it still didn't survive.
The military filled in all of the grasslands where they used to lay their eggs, and they kind of ruined the breeding grounds.
Three boats entered the fishery last year, according to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Fish and Game says it's too early to know how many boats will enter the fishery this year. The season is expected to open in the spring. In Unalaska, I'm Theo Greenlee.
In Anchorage, I'm Tim Rocky, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.